Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LA Talk Radio with you tonight, thanks to the Want Institute, bringing us to be with you each and every Thursday live. And we want to thank LA Talk Radio for playing us on different nights. But remember, only Thursday can you hop in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen by calling 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. How are you?
I'm just fine. I am just fine. I'm passing my physicals, and that's thrilling when you're my age, which happens to be, I'm going to be 87 years old in September, and I love it.
Yes, 87 years young in September, the magical day of the 21st. We're just a day apart, you and I, in a couple of years.
Good.
I don't get the status of being 87 years young, but I'm hoping I make it that far. Dr. Allen, I wanted to remind everybody that we have a free video of your communications relationship download on www.drpatallen.com for free right now. Everybody can see it free, but if they're interested in some of our other merchandise, they're going to need to go to wantistore.com. And to sign up for our wonderful groups, they're going to reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. So let me talk to our switchboard and see what we've got going on and see if we have some calls coming in right now on our wonderful LA Talk Radio switchboard. I want to remind everybody, if you call in and you get in our queue, we'll probably be calling you back, and you're going to want to answer your phone so we don't get your voicemail, because we want to talk to you and not your voicemail, obviously. Okay. So here we go. We have a question from our Facebook people. Excuse me. This gentleman wants to know, is there a way to not say bye in the, oh, my goodness. Okay.
Hello.
Caller. Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, yes. Oh, my God. I got thrown away. I'm number one. Yeah, I'm so excited. Yes, I have a question. So, Dr. Allen, I have called several times about this man who went on a date with me, a wonderful, very masculine man. And it's been 8 days since the last time he reached out to me. And I'm just devastated, honestly. He went on a few dates with me. And then he went out of the country for about 2.5 weeks. And then he came back and he texted me like normal, like we, used to do before he left. And then just went silent. This is the gentleman that said he wasn't ready for a relationship until after he had gotten some professional counseling.
I want you to know he has 8 weeks of rumination, which means think, feel, think, feel, think, feel.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when men fall in love, women are already in love with themselves. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Men don't know what they want long term until most of them make efforts to have a short term fun relationship. I think it's called friends with perks. So the habit that I've observed in my 50 years, they get in your face, they ask you out, they date you a few times. If you give them sex, not making love, give you sex, which is an animal event in which two bodies get together and the brains mm-hmm. and the soul basically stay on the back line. And then mm-hmm. he decides, or you decide, what are we doing here? We're just having sex. We're not making love and we're not building anything. So what happens is somewhere between the 8-week period of time, he may decide that he is not ready for a serious relationship. So he will ghost you. He will stop reaching out to you. And when you chase him, he'll appreciate being chased and stroked and mothered, but it will do nothing for him to fall in love. Men don't fall in love when they receive. They fall mm-hmm. in love when they compete, conquer, and control. So mm-hmm. what I teach is how to negotiate with the man within his nature. So this man sounds like he was a little fascinated with you, but he told you, I'm not into a relationship, which means I do not want to negotiate anything past fun we're having right now. But I want you to know, if he has any real chemistry for you, men pick with their eyes and their bodies, particularly their penis, lets them know that they miss you. Mm-hmm. And for that reason,
when you mentioned chemistry, he did say several times that, I quote, I was shocked at how I reacted to you. I've never had a reaction like this to anyone, and I'm usually very disciplined. And everything around me went poof, and I didn't even feel the time. It was a very strong reaction, and I had the same. That was our first date.
Did you give him intercourse? Did you give him all anal or vaginal?
No. We only kissed him.
Well, you did was you followed my program, which you can read about in the book, Getting to I Do, and I've got a new one out. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. So,
yeah, it's a wonderful book. I've read it.
Yes, it is a wonderful book. God did a good job.
I've read all of your books.
What?
I've read all of your books, and the last one is just amazing. And I was reading it, and in the beginning, I've realized what an intellectual heavyweight you are. And I felt like, oh, she has to dumb it down so much for us mortals so that we understand.
I have to do Pat Allen too, you know, and that's not always easy. And I don't always like her.
That's funny.
Now, do you understand that what you're saying, he pulled away, but he may have pulled away because he's sliding forward.
Yeah, oh, it's so complex. And I haven't chased him. I did nothing. I didn't reach out. I didn't call
him. I want you not to call him. Listen to what I'm saying.
No.
I want you not to call him, text him, do anything with him. I want you, however, to respond to every reach out, even if it's just a cartoon from a magazine. Say, thank you, funny, ha-ha.
I want you to respond,
but never say, why don't I see you? I miss you. Don't do that.
Okay. Yes,
Raise your right hand. No, you got to do the pledge. You're going to represent all the women that I hope to influence. I promise. On my honor. Not to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him. Unless I have an appointment.
unless I have an appointment.
And he tells me when a convenient time would be to listen.
And he tells me when a convenient time will be to listen.
Unless I have to call the police.
I have to call the police.
A medical doctor for the wounding.
A medical doctor for the wounding.
Or a lawyer to sue him.
Or a lawyer to sue him.
Do you understand that that's a basic, basic rule if you want to be cherished? If you want to be respected, send him flowers, chase him. I have no problem with women being men and men being women. We are all both. My doctoral degree is androgynous semantic realignment. I teach people how to bring their right lobe and left lobe together in a sensitive experience called falling in love, getting married, maybe, mated, maybe, having babies, maybe, because you got to negotiate that. Do you understand that everything I teach is based on science? I'm a nerd.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Okay. So I teach people how to act like nerds so they can be happy in their scientifically standardized body, which happens to follow the laws of most religions and countries. I can teach in a temple. I can go to Buddhist. I have lectured all over because what I teach follows God's law, which is science.
Yes. And I did ask for appointments a few times, and I could tell that he was very pleasantly impressed by that, because I wanted to ask a question that could be uncomfortable. And I used your tools. And after that, he said that I was high functioning. I mean, I said something and he said, yes, I can tell. I agree. And it shows.
What he said was, you're an educated woman with standards.
Yes.
Let me put it this way. Men do not fall in love with vaginas. They fall in lust. They fall in love with virtuous women. Now, why do they do that? They don't like virtuous women in the beginning. Why can't we go to bed? Why can't I get naked with you? What's the matter? You're old-fashioned. They can be very rude. But you know what? Men marry to keep you away from another man. And he knows if he can't get in your mouth, your anus, or your vagina, he can't get in either.
That makes sense, yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, it does, yes. So I'll just do nothing, basically. What else I can do?
You have nothing to do except respond with love and kindness. Remember, passive, patient, and vulnerable are your characteristics as a lady. Competitive, conquering, and controlling are his.
He's all of those things. He somehow like whipped me into some sort of submission from minute one, which is very hard to do because I'm an alpha, and I have more balls than most men I meet.
You know what an alpha is? It's a person who's intelligent and sensitive. It's the brain working with the heart. Betas are either brains or hearts.
He diagnosed me as one, so I trust.
I specialize in alphas. What?
You diagnosed me as an alpha. You even gave a name to my male side. It was really funny.
What was the name I gave your male side?
Louis, yes, it was. I was in one of your classes when you had your weekend courses.
Oh yeah, when I was doing the weekend.
Yeah, And so I was there.
That's just fine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, did you get the answer to your question about?
Yes. I'll just continue to respond. Well, if he writes to me, I will respond.
Respond in kind. If he texts, text. If he calls, mm-hmm. call. If he writes, okay. write. Always respond okay. in his type of communication. Mm-hmm. Many men, now here's something. Many men like texting because it's so intellectual. It's so semantic. Mm-hmm. It's not emotional. But women like the emotion of talking, hearing the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So I want you to understand that especially right-handed men don't blend a lot of their thoughts and feelings, but every single woman, every single left-handed man, ambidextrous man, naturally, biologically, a gay man. Did you mm-hmm. know that every baby is female for at least 8 days? In womb.
I know, thanks to you, yeah.
And it's
I learned this from
the
you.
The truth of the matter is mommy has to react chemically. She has to produce the SRY gene in order to for she and the baby gonna be boy to convert the boy's body into a boy. Some men are mm-hmm. half female and half male.
You mean physically?
With organs. Some people are born with two penises, not just one.
Oh, wow. That I didn't know. Wow.
There's all kinds of things. I'm simply saying that there are four people in every relationship, and how they balance is their relationship that I teach, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Did you get what you needed?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Call again,
yes,
and thanks for calling now. What?
Of course. Thank you very much. No, I got everything. Yes. Thank you so much. I'll keep you guys posted.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks, Seattle.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That is our Seattle, and she has grown so much since we first started the show, and she has just done amazing things. I'm so proud of her, and so many of our people that have called in and been in your classes and your scripts.
My classes. Do you realize we had up to, I think we had 5 girls get engaged. You know?
I know, it's so exciting. Hello? It's so exciting. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
1 a.m. over here. So, I'm calling from the Netherlands.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. So, my question is, a man has met me online. We never met in person. He is overseas. He's in the U.S., and I'm in Europe.
So you haven't checked
the
chemistry yet?
No.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, because of lockdowns and things. So
it's logistics. It's getting together.
Yeah. Yeah, but we want to. And so he contacted me after 7 weeks. And,
yes, isn't that amazing? 7 weeks. Some of them call 6 weeks, 5 days. Somebody
yeah.
actually called 8 weeks from the last contact. It's amazing how for 50 years I've watched that business of rumination and the timing. Anywhere I read in my science books, I look for the 2 months, 2 months for people to make decisions.
Yeah, that's
feel
very
think,
interesting.
What?
And also... That's very interesting. And also, when he came back, another man in a similar situation also that met me online and we haven't met in person, he also came back, but at the same time, but it was 8 weeks and 3 days.
Don't you love it? It's like once it rains, it pours.
Exactly, yeah.
But here,
so
this,
my question is,
if you interrupt their rumination, what you do is you make them so secure as little boys that they know you're pathetically dependent, codependent, and you'll chase him. Don't chase men. That's a man's job unless you want to be the man. And I have no problem with you being the man.
No, I don't.
Then you have to compete, conquer, and control. What?
Yeah, I don't chase them.
Okay, what are you calling for? What do you need from me?
So he replied to me after 7 weeks, and I replied to him, but I don't know if my answer was chasing. Not necessarily chasing, but masculine. So basically what he said was that he was busy with work and that he thinks we would be a great match, but the distance is hard. Hopefully the COVID situation improves. And I answered that I was happy to hear from him, that I was great, but I missed him, that I appreciated him reaching out to me despite his busy schedule. I stroked his ego a bit. And then I said, I feel good about our compatibility potential, but we'd need to check it. If you have any ideas about how to bridge the distance gap, I'm all ears.
You know what?
So is this chasing?
No, dear, it's responding. It's responding to his excuses for not committing you to him. But in the explanation, he showed me to show you that he's falling in love. Young men
What in his answer said that?
He said, I'm busy, 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 busy.
Yeah.
Well, I've got news for you. His body doesn't care whether he's busy, 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 busy. You know what's funny? When a woman doesn't give free sex, free making love, free wife, free girlfriend, free whatever, practically the first thing he says to her, why didn't you call me? And your answer is, because I'm the girl.
I didn't have
You're
a reason.
The boy.
Yeah.
And I don't have a reason to call you if you don't want me. So the point of it is, men do not fall in love easily with giving mamas. If they're little boys, they will come to you so you can mother them with sex, food, money, housing, whatever. But the problem is, men have to give, protect, and cherish. They have to compete, conquer, and control, and they've got to decide that some woman is worth the effort. You know that men need to be married or mated when they're old more than women. We women get so masculine in menopause that we run after our grandkids and we help our granddaughters and son-in-law, whatever. We help them raise their kids. But the truth of the matter is that men who fall in love are far more bonded when they're older than women. Men need to be loved as a man who has a masculine body that needs and wants sensual and sexual pleasure. Harvard did a study on that. Men who want sensuous and sexual are willing to give money and security to women that require commitment before sex.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
So do you have anybody you're dating or what?
So the man that I'm most interested in, they are all overseas. So yeah, I'm going to start duty dating locally, but it's really to distract myself, because the ones I see most compatibility, at least on paper, they are all overseas.
You do what with what? What did you say the last sentence?
The ones that I see most compatibility on paper,
yes,
they are overseas. Two in the U.S. and one in Australia.
Okay, so does that stop you from hunting?
No, I'm going to start hunting locally, but I'm an introvert. I don't like being outside, but I'll do that for the sake of duty dating.
Then why don't you use apps? Why don't you use Bumble or Hinge? Those are women-centered dating services.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that, but that's a duty dating, because I'm very interested in these men that are overseas. I want them to come visit me when
How will you meet them? Flirt? When you go out, do you flirt?
Yeah.
Do you look in the eyes and smile?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Do you track
people into talking to you?
Yeah, I do.
Good. So you don't sound like you're anti-hunting.
No, but I want to stay available for when things clear up and the guys overseas can
come over. I see. You're waiting for pandemic to go away.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I needed to hear. I know what you're doing.
Okay.
But when you're going somewhere, please look in the eyes and smile. Do you want to be cherished or respected first?
Cherished first.
Okay, then would you please not talk first to him? Talking is left lobe and it calls for respect. So when you flirt with men, smile, look them in the eyes, but don't talk unless you want to ask where the bathroom is or something useful. Do you see? Let him be
a
man.
Yeah, I have a question on that, actually.
What do you want to ask?
Yeah, so, for example, when they call me, these days I even wait for them to say hi. I don't even say hi first. They call.
No, dear, that's not what I mean. No, I mean don't
talk
first.
So that's not necessary.
That could look like avoidance. There's three types of relationships. Secure. You act feminine. He acts masculine. Anxious.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm afraid he'll think I'm chasing him, so I'm not going to talk to him at all. And he doesn't even notice you. And then the third one is avoidant. I knew I wouldn't like him. I didn't like his hair.
No, I always respond.
Secure, anxious,
and first.
Avoidant. What?
I respond to them. I don't avoid them. It's just that I wait them to say hi first.
I want you... When you flirt, if they talk to you, to respond graciously, but don't start conversations with men that you're flirting with. If they don't come after you and talk to you, you see, they will not connect with you. But make sure you present yourself as available. And that's a smile and eye contact.
Okay,
not talking. Unless you ask him what direction is the church in or something.
Okay.
Men like to help.
I'll keep that in mind.
Good. Is that it?
Great. Yeah. Thanks a lot. I'll go back to sleep now.
Call again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Dr. Allen, you have a broad reach. College from the Netherlands. Pretty awesome.
All right. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Hi, Pat. This is Melinda.
Oh, hi, Melinda. You don't have to give
your name. I miss you so much. You've done so much for me, so thank you so much.
On the phone, and I'm on the phone, and we're talking. Do you have a question? You've known me for how many years?
First of all, I have no luck with guys asking me out. It seems like they're scared all the time. I don't understand if they don't ask me out. They just don't.
How long has your husband been dead?
7 months.
7 months. Do you know that it takes roughly 2 years to get over that?
And I have two friends that are ill. Then I lost my mom. I mean, it's just like overwhelming. It's like almost like I don't feel like losing somebody else.
Honey, it's only 7 months.
But I've been out there for 2.5 months.
Jewish men put badges on their arms to signal people that it's still grieving time.
Okay, and also, I joined a group, a Christian group, and there's some guys that are kind of attractive there. And I'm thinking, am I chasing them going to this? I mean, I don't want to be chasing them.
No, darling. You're chasing them when you ask for their phone number and call them.
I never do that.
I want you to know, do you look in the eyes and smile?
Sometimes, you know, one guy asked me out during the pandemic, and he said because I wasn't going to meet up with him, he kind of hung up on me. And then another guy, nice gentleman, he doesn't have much money, but he asked me to a table tennis tournament.
Honey,
and I declined.
Do you know you said I'm not interested in flirting and dating, and you've done nothing but talk about flirting and dating?
Oh, okay. I'm not flirting enough, probably. Yeah.
No,
okay,
wait
maybe
a minute. I said you're flirting normally for a new widow.
Okay, great. I am flirting. I really am. I am, but it just doesn't seem to go anywhere.
And I want you to understand that it's good for you to feel good. Do you go to a
Greek
group? What?
I interrupted. I'm having a lot of fun, but just no, I don't really need a man. The only reason I'm scared not to have a man is there's another pandemic,
I'm not selling you. I'm not selling you men. I'm hearing you tell me that you naturally are flirting with men just out of loneliness. So why don't you just keep right on doing it? You don't have
okay,
to get
I
married.
Will.
I give you permission to flirt for another, what, let's see, he's dead 7 months, so up to 2 years.
Okay,
when you're
great.
A widow for
okay,
2 years,
I'm putting
then,
pressure on myself, trying to get out there too much, probably too much. So, yeah, I'm just going to have fun like I'm having and, you know, just enjoy. I'm really enjoying myself. I just worry that another pandemic happens and I won't have a companion to go through with it. I mean, that's the only thing. I don't need a companion. I'm having
Darling,
a blast.
I've got news for you. Living on the planet is an up and down adventure. We've gone
okay.
through various forms of pandemics. And if we do the best we can scientifically, which is take your vaccination, wear your mask.
I still have to wear my mask? I still wear my mask?
That's the newest direction. I wore mine
okay,
today.
Okay, then I'll wear my mask. Then I'll wear it. Okay.
Well, then do it.
Okay. You know, I had the choice between a dance tomorrow night and going to the spiritual group. And I like this. It's really fun. You do karaoke, play ping pong. It's really fun.
Then why don't you go to the dance? I have been walking with you during your husband's long illness.
No, I haven't. You did such a wonderful job.
What?
I had a choice to go to a dance or go to this Christian group, and I want to go to the Christian group.
So why don't you go to the Christian group and dance?
They don't have dancing, but they have karaoke and ping pong and meal they
Wait
eat.
Wait a minute.
And
that sounds like fun. Why don't you go there and have fun?
I'm going to do that. I do karaoke, so I'm getting better at my singing, which is
fun. I want you to understand I watched you be a wonderful, wonderful wife to your dying husband for years. And I'm giving you permission to start living your life and feel good as you can.
Okay. You know, because of you, my life has been this way. Without you, I would be dead 10 times. I'm not at least 10 times.
I got news for you. That's up to you and God. But right now, you have been a wonderful woman, and I want you to get rewarded by living gently and lovingly amongst human beings that hopefully will do it.
I'm gonna do that. I got up to 2 years for someone to ask me out.
Well, you've already done 7 months.
Yes, yeah, so I've got like about maybe five.
Yep.
I've got about a year and a half.
Let's go have fun.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Pat, you're the best. I miss you so much. Thank you so. But I got to talk to you today. So that's wonderful.
I've got news for you. How can you miss me when you can call me in on Saturday night, on whatever night, it's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. That's okay. Yeah, okay. I won't miss you then. I'll just call Thursday when I need to call. Thank you so much for all your help.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Have a wonderful show and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Colin.
And you have a really nice hunting season.
All right. Okay.
You're hunting for pleasure.
Hunting for pleasure, definitely.
Then go do it.
I hope she will. I hope she will.
Okay.
Hello.
Gone.
Hi. How are you? On the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes. I called last week. I was the one applying for disability, and the ex came back after 13 years. And I have a follow-up
question.
What
did you call me for last week?
I called to ask how to get back in contact with my ex who disappeared. Originally, he contacted me after 13
years. Did you reach out with a hi-bye letter or something?
It was a where did you go?
Oh, you did a where did you go, and what did he say?
There was work things, and then his family got COVID.
Oh, my. So what did he say at the end of the whole letter?
Oh, there was no letter. It was just, where did you go? And
what did
he
respond to it?
When?
What did he say? He said, my family has COVID.
He said, you know, the deal, he's still waiting for his business deal to process. So in the meantime, he kept his job.
What he's saying is, I don't have time for a relationship.
Yes.
So check with him in a month or so.
Okay. So when my mother found out that we were talking, the ex and I, she was excited. And then
she was excited.
She was very excited. And she, after a few months, she reached out to him and asked him.
Your mother reached out to your mother reached out to a man that you're interested in.
Yes. We knew each other. You know, he met my mom several times.
You have a community. So what happened from that connection?
She reached out to him because she wanted to know if he would be interested in working for her and helping
her. What's
that
got to do with you?
Well, she was trying to help with the logistics because he lives in a different country. And
oh, I see. So did he decide to work for your mother?
No, he said, you know, I let my green card go. I'm not legal to work.
Okay.
You know, that's a very generous offer.
So what are you doing for work?
I'm going to doctor appointments, trying to take, you know, I'm taking care of myself right now.
Good. So you're taking care of you so that you can be alive and well when we get done with this disease and this mess. So you're living, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your question to me?
Well, I was wondering if maybe the approach was not respectful. I'm not sure how to approach a job offer like that my mother made, because when he declined it, she said, I have more respect for him that he declined it because he didn't go running.
I got
off.
News for you. I'm not talking to you about your mother and hiring your wanted boyfriend. There's nothing I can say to you for that. That's her business.
Okay.
I want you to talk to your friends that are men.
Okay.
When they talk to you.
All right.
Is anybody calling you or texting you at all?
No.
Then you have nothing to do except go out and flirt to see if some other men might want to do it.
Okay.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes.
All right. And you want to be cherished?
Yes.
Then you've got to signal men that you're available, and you do that by looking them in the eyes and smiling.
Okay.
So never mind your mom hiring your boyfriend. That's their business.
Okay.
Okay. But it's your business to flirt with men you're attracted to. Women pick
okay.
with their ears. Men pick with their eyes.
Okay. There is another guy I have chemistry with.
What?
There is another guy that I have chemistry with, but
I've
already done the... We gone out a few times, but after the third date or so, he asked...
What happened to
why
it,
didn't
then?
I reach out? He wanted me to reach
he
out
He wanted
to
you to chase him.
Yes.
You don't want to be a man.
Correct.
You want to be a woman, and you want to be cherished by a man who wants you to be a woman. So keep doing that.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Wow. That is an interesting thing. I hear that from a lot of women, that these men are like, why don't you ever text me? Why don't you ever call me? Hey,
hello?
Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I desire to know how to flirt in a feminine way. Like how to flirt. How to be a
okay.
flirt.
Okay. I would have you read Getting to I Do?
I did. I let my friend borrow it and I need to get it back.
What you do is you go where men that are playing basketball or they're golfing or they're reading or they're in church, someplace where you go normally. Where do you go to socialize with human beings?
Yeah, that's hard lately.
Do you go to a group that meets at your church? Do you go to a sports group? Do you belong to a bike club? Do you dance?
Dance sometimes. I haven't been since COVID, but yeah, I used to like to dance a lot.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do anything with or without a mask where men go to listen or go watch movies or do something? What
sometimes
do you do
events
for
I'll
fun?
Go to.
What?
Like fashion events and things like that. in Orange County.
What do you do?
I've been events, like fashion events, but I don't know, kind of like a socialized kind of events I get invited to that have different people and men and like the smiling and staring part. Yeah, but then I guess how do you carry a conversation and flirting, or how do you be flirtatious besides smiling
and staring? You be flirtatious by looking in eyes and smiling. Have you ever seen a little kid in a push buggy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed how they stare in your eyes?
Yeah.
Then they either smile or cry.
Mm-hmm.
Crying is not mm-hmm. what we're going for. We're going for smiles.
Yeah.
Are you willing to signal men you're attracted to with a smile?
Yeah. I guess my problem is, like, talking. I don't know how to be. I just don't know how to be flirty after the initiation of the flirt.
Look, I'm not saying flirty. I'm saying mm-hmm. signal him with your smile that you're approachable.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're talking about signaling him actively. That, my friend, mm-hmm. can be very masculine.
Hmm. Okay.
Passive is feminine. Passive, patient, and vulnerable. Signal him with your smiling eyes that you can be talked to without getting slapped in the face.
Okay.
Men are getting afraid of women because women are getting very rough with men that they're not attracted to. Do you want to signal men that you're available, not for sex, for talk, for a cup of tea, for a walk on the beach?
Yeah.
Would you please walk on the beach and smile?
I can do that. I live by the beach. That works.
Would you do that?
Yeah. And then I'm waiting for, well, I guess I need to just stay patient and waiting. But I talked to somebody, or they talked to me. And
wait a minute.
Me.
Somebody,
huh?
Somebody has talked to you? Somebody's courting you?
Yeah, like a dating. No, like a dating app. And then he asked for my number, and then he called me. But I guess I'm just still waiting. He didn't ask me out on, like, a date yet. Like, I don't get it.
But did you see him as you walked on the beach and he walked on the beach?
No, this was through virtual because of the dating app. And then it transitioned
okay.
to a phone call.
So where are you flirting? Are you working on the apps?
Yeah, I'm going back swiping. Like, I'm continuously
okay.
doing it. It's just,
look,
yeah.
if you don't want to hunt for a man, just tell me. I don't want a man. I don't want to signal a man. I want to be
no,
a spinster. I want to be alone.
I don't, Dr. Pat Allen.
Well, then would you please act
actually.
Like a woman? Would you please act like a woman that's interested in dating? But you don't
okay.
have to do anything except look in the eyes and smile.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything more than that is chasing him.
Mm-hmm.
Signal
okay.
him.
Well, mm-hmm.
Report back.
Okay.
Thank you, Colin.
I will. Yeah. Bye.
Do it.
Go back.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Pat.
Good.
Picking up a little resistance there with her on the flirting. On the
she
you know.
Has an idea. What she's thinking of flirting looks more like a prostitute marketing.
Gotcha. Hello, caller. You are live with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. Awesome. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on taking breaks from dating. So I know we're supposed to duty flirt, but sometimes it just feels so exhausting. So I wanted to get your thoughts.
My thoughts on you doing what?
On taking extended breaks from dating.
Oh, I have no problem. When I was studying to become a therapist 50 years ago, I would take off half a year and study, you know, and learn and go dancing, but not really hunting. No, I would get tired. Remember, I had to create Pat Allen's work. And so I was doing my doctoral work, and I want you to know I absolutely would go on hiatus. That means off duty. How long do you want to go on and off? You want to do month on, month off? Or I did 6 months on and 6 months off.
Yeah, that sounds like what I'm thinking.
Then why don't you not flirt? Unless they approach you, they have to approach you without you flirting.
Yes.
Are you going to reject them even if they approach?
No. So last week I was walking down the street and someone approached me and I went so I went to dinner with him a couple of days ago and I haven't heard back. So I feel like this feels
disappointing. Wait a minute. He's got 8 weeks.
He has
8 weeks from that date.
Okay.
Because he, no doubt, might be waiting for you to chase him, and I don't want you to.
Okay.
But when he writes or calls, texts, I want you, oh, hi, nice to hear from you. Always reward men for cherishing you. Say thank you, appreciate.
Right.
Will you do that, please?
Yes,
but he's got 8 weeks to reach out to you in any form.
Okay. Since I'm not hunting, do you have any tips or tricks to make it feel less uncomfortable during the 8 weeks?
I think that what you're telling me is you're not going to be hunting with flirting. So why would I teach you how to flirt if you're not flirting?
Oh, no. I mean more like dealing with the disappointment, knowing that
of
he
what?
Had 8 weeks.
Of what?
But of not hearing from him right
I got
back.
News for you. If you want to be his mother, that's a good way to turn him off. Men have
their
mothers, and daughters have to have some man that acts like a father, whether it's her therapist or her minister, rabbi, wherever. Women need to attract daddy to them legally, and men need to start thinking on their own as men.
Right.
See, what you're saying is you want him to chase you, but you haven't learned how to flirt with them, and you don't sound like you're going to be practicing flirting. I have no problem with you flirting. I don't have no problem with you not flirting. What are you going to do in the month of August? Let's take it one month at a time.
Okay.
Are you
going
to do
going
both?
To read.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to flirt, but I will reciprocate if someone initiates.
Perfect. That's just perfect. And that means if he speaks to you, you will speak back joyously to him.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? Make
yes,
it good for him. To talk to you.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what happens and report back.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. Thank you, Kelly.
Good, good, good.
You're very welcome. Definitely report. You want to hear. Okay. Beautiful. We are going through some calls tonight for sure. And let's see what we've got shaken with our board. I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen has some amazing groups. And if you're interested in signing up for those groups, you reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. Let me see what our switchboard has to say. Okay. Well, looks like we had a caller pop in for a second and pop back out.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm calling Dr. Allen and you too, Kelly, because I am on week six, exact on the dot today, of an eight-week wait, and I am going berserk. I 3 weeks in, I had done a ritual greeting on July 4th, and he did not reply. I mean, I know that, you know, there's nothing for me to do. I just have to wait
last
2 weeks.
There's nothing for you to do until 8 weeks. And then, if you wish, you can write him a hi-bye letter. Do you want to do that?
I don't think so, because we never actually met in person. We had 3 virtual dates on the dating app.
I understand that, but you don't need to meet him. You don't have to meet him. You want to send him a letter concerning your feelings at the end of the 8-week period. Send it to him so that he knows that you're still available.
Okay.
Do you have a pen and paper there so I can?
Oh, I've written plenty of high letters in the past. So, I mean, I guess in his case, yeah, I mean, since we never met, I guess I could still talk about what happened on the virtual dates that...
I want you to write the letter. You've practiced writing the letter.
Mm-hmm.
You can call my office and I will critique your letter for a 15-minute session.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah, well, last time I tried to read you my last high by letter, I was told that you no longer do in-person sessions. So I'm happy to find out that you
do
again.
Yes, no, I don't do in-person. That's right.
Okay. We have a special new product, and that is the critique of the high by letter. And you reach out to info@drpatallen.com to set that up via email with Sue. And then she'll set you an appointment for the high by letter critique. It's our new product. It's our latest and greatest innovation, where you get a little piece of Dr. Pat Allen looking at your letter and going, maybe we need to change this part. So do that. Reach out at info@drpatallen.com.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll
say what the 5 chapters are, paragraphs. Paragraph 1 is everything you liked about him when you met him, talked to him, read him, whatever. That's paragraph 1. Paragraph 2, your sadness, your pain at not hearing from him. Paragraph 3, I don't want to live my life alone. I'm looking for a man who wants to be my boyfriend, my fiancé, and hopefully my husband. And put the next chapter, the next paragraph is, I don't want to be alone. The 5th paragraph is, thank you for reading my letter and hopefully responding to me.
Okay. Well, what I like about writing the letter starting now is that it'll keep me busy in these last 2 weeks.
He hasn't been gone for 8 weeks, has he?
No. Today is week six on the dot. Today is exactly week six. So the last two weeks
are the most important times not to reach out.
I know. Yeah, so writing the letter. So if I start writing the letter now, it'll keep me distracted.
I want it written so that you get it off your chest and that you read it to me and then give it to him when the 8 weeks are done.
Okay. I mean, how do you explain the not responding to the ritual greeting?
You don't do that. That's called mother's criticizing.
I'm saying your interpretation. No. I'm saying how do you interpret that? That he couldn't even just write back happy fourth.
He could write back. What? He didn't want to.
Okay.
I want to see if he can live without you.
Yeah, well, he had done, we had had two of these virtual dates where I had called you and explained to you that basically all we had was virtual sex, actually. It was phone sex. So now I'm kind of regretting that that's how it started because I got news for you.
It's neither pro or con.
Yes, you already told me all that. You already explained that to me.
Okay, very good. But I'm still saying the same thing. The 8 weeks gives him stress time to decide if he wants to continue with you or he wants to outwait you until you call him.
Well, I did. I did the ritual greeting.
No, the ritual greeting is just a ritual. Hi, I'm still alive.
Okay, great. So you don't think it even counts.
Yeah. That only reminds him of you. The letter that you and I create, that's the one that says who you are and what you want and what you don't want, and thank you for considering you.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I don't...
Do you understand the difference between the hi-bye letter and a ritual? A ritual
notice is
birthdays, Hanukkahs, 4th of July, anniversaries, but all they say is, I'm alive. They don't tell what you want, what you don't want, what you like about him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But I want that not to come out until you're pretty sure he's forgotten you or is with somebody else. And see, the truth of the matter is men think that if they don't jump to the hoop right away, that we're going to be mad at them and they stay away because of afraid. When you write a hi-bye letter and he responds, he'll either tell you the truth, he's got a girlfriend, or he's not ready to do anything for at that moment, but he'll remember the letter, because the letter, as I just described it, is a letter of presentation, like flirting.
Great. Okay,
it summarizes.
That makes me feel better.
You know what it is? It's like your for rent ad on your front door.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to make the letter a little short, though, because I'm going to have to send it on the dating app. And so, you know, if it's too long,
you go right one sentence for each paragraph. That's five lines.
Good.
That's five lines.
Great. Right.
See, and you can call my office, and she will set up a time where you and I will work on 15 minutes.
Perfect. That sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. All right, bye.
Thank you, caller.
Sure.
Well, Dr. Allen, should she be duty dating while she's waiting?
Well, of course. Of course, I want you dating three people as long as you're not committed. The first thing that most men say to a woman, if they don't say, I want to sleep with you, they say, I saw you're still on the dating app. Why are you dating when you're dating me? And you say to him, oh, you want me to stop dating and be your girlfriend?
Right. I think that maybe she said she was going bananas waiting, and I thought maybe she should be duty dating for these last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
You know?
I want dating three people that you flirted into your life.
Hello?
Yeah. All right.
Hello.
Okay.
Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. Yes, I have a question about
gift exchange between
women and men.
What is that?
It's about giving to men, because your oath says, I promise not to give anything to a man unless he is 5 years of age or he's sick in bed or unless there's something in it for me too. And I was raised by a masculine mother who's very generous. And so I've had a past of being sort of taken advantage of for my generosity and how much I give.
What I'm hearing is that you were raised to mother men. That's being masculine. Mothering is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
When a mother has a baby, she's masculine. When she gets pregnant, she's feminine. When she's getting pregnant, she's receiving a sperm cell into her uterus to make a baby. When a woman is giving men free sex, free this, free that, they're mothering them, and the men love being mothered, but that isn't what they want when they want to marry. When they want to marry, they want a woman that respects them as men, not as little boys that are nursing.
Yeah, so I'm so happy to learn that from you.
Well, so are you going to let men cherish you?
Yes, I want that.
And are you going to look in their eyes and smile when you see a man you're interested in?
Yes, I will.
Good. So let's see if you can attract three men into wanting to walk with you or have a cup of tea with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, what about gift exchange during holidays like birthdays or Christmas, for example?
Oh, that's rituals. I like ritual strokes. Ritual strokes are anything you would give based on a card.
Okay. And is there a limit, like we shouldn't spend too much or anything like that? And also, what about like gifts between brother and sister as well, or like daughter and father?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat. You're back. Okay, we had a little snafu there. Caller, are you still with us? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi, there you are. Okay.
I don't know what happened.
That's all right.
Ritual cards are cards that are celebrated in the drugstores for certain events, graduation, blah, 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 whatever it is. I give all women permission to send to their quote, intended ritual cards, cards that say you're thinking of them, but you're not asking them out on dates. You're just sending a card that says something that is a ritual.
Okay. So you don't recommend an actual material gift, like just a card?
Just a card. It's, the ritual card is simply keeping you in his brain.
Mm-hmm. And what about when you're with someone? And
if you're in a committed relationship, committed, you're monogamous, continuous, and you're aiming for marriage or mating. Marriage is a legal mating, and mating is not a legal marriage. It's people mating, promising monogamy, continuity, and longevity, but no premarital, no legal. So do you want to marry or do you want to mate?
I want to marry.
Okay. If you get into a relationship of commitment, mm-hmm. you can continue to send ritual cards to him as your boyfriend
mm-hmm.
or husband, because they're little love notes.
Okay.
Pardon?
Okay, and what about giving, for example, like a sister to a brother or a daughter to father?
You can give it to whoever. You mean you've got a man who has a daughter and send her the card so that she can tell her dad that you sent it?
No, I mean, like me, like, I'm just thinking, like, for example, it's my brother's birthday soon, and I'm just wondering what I could give for him as a gift, but I guess I could just do a card.
Well, a gift is what you've got in the way of money. A ritual card is simply a little love note to somebody you're loving so that he thinks about you loving him. It could be to anybody, man or woman.
Okay.
It can be simply a text from your computer.
Okay.
It's simply something that I have noted that people like. I love it when men do it, when men send little love notes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you puzzled about? What are you puzzled about? You're not responding like you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I was just wondering about like actual, because sometimes I'll like see an actual object or an item and I'll be like, oh, like I would love to give this.
No, that's a birthday.
To...
No, dear, that's a present. I'm talking about a little ritual card that you buy or make or create yourself, draw your own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to get him to know that you're thinking of him without giving him a gift, without inviting him to a date, because that's his job. You're simply signaling him that you're still passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Okay. And what about for actual presents?
Honey, I hear that you want to give presents to men you're not committed to. Isn't that a little expensive?
I was just wondering if you have any general guidelines about that, because of your oath, it says not to give anything to a man unless they are sick or under 5 years old of age.
Oh, no, that's don't give gifts unless you have a commitment or you're the man in the relationship. Man spelled M-O-M, mom. I wanted to be clear with you.
So once you're in a committed relationship, it's okay to do gift exchange?
2-1, 2-1.
2-1 after commitment.
2-1 and a commitment to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term, either aiming towards marriage or aiming towards mating.
Okay. Okay, good.
You see? That's what I teach.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have taken it and bent it in a different shape.
Well, that's what I wanted to just clarify, if you had anything else to add. So
did I clarify it for you? Many, many men think women are mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they don't call at the right time or say the right thing or, you know, I'm not in the mood to have a relationship. Oh, well, then you're nothing, you know, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I'm doing is keeping women and men building bridges between them so that they have something to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to... Flirting is simply walking up the elevator, down the whatever, and just smiling at a new person, you see, in a safe environment, like an open restaurant or a building, a department store. I don't think I would suggest that you flirt at midnight on a dark street.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do safely.
Right.
The point of ritual strokes is to keep you in his mind. The purpose of a hi-bye letter is to build a bridge to somebody that you either had a date with or some kind of connection with, and it's fallen apart. Either you got rid of them or they dumped you. And you want to write a letter that doesn't beg them, but does tell them that, one, what you liked about the date and him. Two, that it's painful not to have him in your life. Three, you don't want to be a spinster. You want to marry somebody. And four, you don't want to be alone in your old age. You need three things in life. Something living to love. Now, if it's not a human, I hope it's a dog. You know, the best part of this COVID thing? Animal shelters are empty because people are getting dogs and cats and loving them. Because they're lonely for people. Isn't that interesting? We need a living thing to love. We need something to do that's beneficial for us or other human beings. That's what we're doing right now on this show. And third, something to look forward to. And that's the COVID's going away, meeting somebody that really fits, and that's somebody you flirted with, somebody that you've said, you know, that you've dated. Courtship is in trouble, and I'm trying with my books and things to teach people how to court virtuously and in a sexually sensuous, healthy way.
Yes. I'm not a moralist. Thank you so much for your teaching.
I'm a therapist. What?
Yeah, I said thank you so much for your teachings. They've definitely changed my life, and I'm sure so many others.
Okay. Are you going to approach hunting a little better?
Yes, and I actually might have a hi-bye letter to write, so thank you for going over that.
Do what you know is right. I'm trying to tell you what's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you
Good
so
luck.
Much, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, let's see what we've got shaken, Dr. Pat, and see if we've got some more calls coming in.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we do.
What?
I'm checking in with our switchboard right now to see what's going on. Okay, got a message into the board. See what's shaken. And in the meantime, I want to remind everybody that they can reach out to info@drpatallen.com for the new product I was just talking about with regard to the hi-bye letter. We have a special appointment for Dr. Allen to critique your hi-bye letter and to go over it with you. And that's pretty great. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller in the 310. You're live. Hello, caller. Oh, and they're gone again. Okay, sometimes we get someone who's a little shy, but that's okay. We'll get somebody else. All right. So while we're waiting for that, why don't I say what I was saying earlier, which was we have a male listener who wants to know. He says, here's my situation. I am in love with a woman and we were together 16 months.
I like it when people date and get to know each other as friends and girlfriend, boyfriend for at least a year. You don't really know people well.
I love what you say about the four seasons because people are different in each season. I find.
Absolutely.
So he says this. I asked her to marry me. We were together 16 months. At 16 months and 2 weeks, I came home to our house and she was gone. All of her things were gone. Everything was gone.
Wow,
she did get in contact with me about 2 weeks later. I was frantic. I was searching. I was heartbroken. Is there any way to write a letter, Dr. Allen, that isn't a high bye? I want it to be a high high. I want to know what I did wrong. I thought I was doing everything right. She won't really talk to me. I have all these feelings, but I don't want to say goodbye. That's a rugged one,
Dr. But she does. See, the problem is you can't get people to do the right thing when they've been scripted to do the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah.
Scripting
That's so
is
true.
What you learn. In other words, in the first month of life, babies can feel the love or the lack of love in the people that babysit. They can feel it.
Right.
There are babies that like nannies better than mom.
Oh, yeah.
Then in the first 10 months, babies must listen to the language of the home they're being raised in order to duplicate the sounds. because the way the Broca is the language area in the left hemisphere of the brain, B-R-O-C-A, mm-hmm. named after a French surgeon who had a patient who had a rod shot through his skull. It didn't kill him, but he couldn't use words. He couldn't talk. And so that's the first 10 months of life. And by the age of 3, little kids are starting to learn how to use words. And words are used to communicate. Beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. That means making money and working, being healthy when you go to the doctor for an exam, and in every relationship that has love and sensual, sexual properties to it. Because that's when human beings are most vulnerable to being hurt. So everybody is scripted, good or bad. Now, if you're scripted bad, you do well to go to therapy and eventually. I'm a transactional analyst, and I use words. My work is androgynous, that's male and female, semantic syntax, that's adjectives and nouns, realignment, so that you sound secure and you can negotiate. So the interesting thing is that we are all influenced by our families, by our schools, by our governments, by our churches, and some messages don't fit for certain people. So the secret is you find a therapist, you find a minister, you find a spiritual director, that helps you negotiate and not intimidate or seduce people with guilt and shame. So that's what a high bi letter is. It's not just goodbye. It's hi. I want to be with you. If you've got any thoughts and feelings for me, thank you for responding. So a high bi letter is one in which you're saying, I made a mistake when I terminated you, or, oh, you want me to come back? Well, if we come back together, I need you not to drink like that. I need you to do this better. So you negotiate, and that is chapter 14 in my book, Getting to I Do. Everything I teach is either in Getting to I Do or my later book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Men are in charge of things. They love things. I just heard on an announcement this week that in Kenya, in Africa, men have grouped together to sue women's groups for interfering with them being men. Because apparently, so many women are becoming men that the men are being forced into being women. So I thought that was an interesting process.
That is really what? Wild. That is
that,
wild,
isn't that
Doctor.
Really wild?
It is.
In Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably like those in America. They'd be the men grouping together and suing EM.
Yeah.
What is that group of women?
Is that the Me Too
like
women?
What?
Is that the Me Too women?
I don't know what it is. It's just, it's a couple of letters, and it's from women to gather together to sue men for abusing and harassing them. Well, I just heard a message this week that men in Africa were gathering and suing the women that were gathering and suing. That men have a right to be men is what they were saying.
Right. Well, I don't disagree with that. So I think everybody has a right to be what they are.
Yes, that's exactly right. So do you have a question I want to handle?
Yeah, so what he's asking is, since she's the one that left, he's like, she's the one that left, it's okay for me to write a letter?
Absolutely. You write the letter, and the first paragraph for you as a man is to say everything you liked about her. The second paragraph is your pain at your misjudgment or your mistake, whatever you want to call it. The third paragraph is everything you want in her back. The fourth paragraph is, I don't want to stay apart. And the fifth paragraph is, thank you so much for reading this letter and giving me a response, hopefully, to date again. You see,
He is saying to you right now, I'm so relieved. I thought I had to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. I'm going to write the letter. Do you listen to men's hi-bye letters in a special appointment like you do for women?
You listen to men's all the time. Absolutely. Okay. I am totally available. Of course.
All right, I'm telling him to reach out to Angela, Dr. Pat Allen.
The reason I do not do men, I do men on this radio show.
I have
no problem answering men. But I'm not a man.
Right.
You see?
I do.
So I have no problem with men calling in and discussing things. I will teach everything I know to men, but they've got to call me.
Of course. All right. He's excited. He's going to write the letter, and he's going to reach out, and that'll be great. And we hope that we'll feel good enough at some point to maybe call in.
The truth of the matter is, men like my work because it's so left-lobe intellectual.
Yeah,
I have
agree
an
with
easier
that.
Time teaching men my work than women.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see how that would be so.
All right. So do you have someone else that wants me?
Yes. This woman says to me, I had cancer in my right breast. I opted to have both of my breasts removed as a preventative, and I have yet to start the reconstruction process. Apparently, you have to wait a certain amount of time. I didn't know that. And she's saying that her husband of 12 years is treating her very differently now. He has
she feels like she's ugly and damaged, and he no longer wants her because of that. And she wants to know, is it just over between them? Is the marriage over now because of what happened to her? Or is there some way she can communicate with him? Because of her present condition, she's saying. I guess she hasn't been able to have implant reconstruction yet.
I understand that. What I know she needs is something called EMDR.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a male EMDR person on here soon because...
Oh, good.
I do want it. I had a verbal agreement, but he's busy. So an EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization, is for trauma people that basically it ruins their life in some way. Excuse me. Ruins their life some way, and they need to be worked with. And EMDR helps people in a short period of time. It's not years of therapy. It's like a short time to work through an attitude change towards something like this. Do you see?
I do. That's awesome.
Do you want me to give the information?
Is it typically six sessions? Or is that TMS?
That's TMS is that too. But it's the same mm-hmm. amount of time. It says, This is the work of a clinical psychologist, Geoffrey, Geoffrey D. White, White. He's a psychologist, and he's in Los Angeles. And if you want to make an appointment with him, call 310-383-4604 and tell him I sent you. And he'll know that you had some scary event and you need to work through it.
That is awesome, Dr. Pat. That is amazing. Yes, Jeff White is really amazing. I've actually referred to
here's a book you can read about EMDR. I have another person, Robert Storr, who does EMDR. I trained him, but he studied under Francine Shapiro, too. And she wrote the book, Getting Past Your Past, Francine Shapiro, which is EMDR. So I'm more than willing to help people deal with things like this. But on your husband's side, he's got to adjust to the shock of your changes, which will happen when you go through your training with the doctors, and you both need advice on the shock that the trauma did.
Right. I definitely think so. It would be great if they could maybe even do couples counseling. And speaking of Robert Storr, are we gonna have Robert on?
I've Robert asked Storr. Both of the men. I have not this time of the life of America is keeping trauma specialists busy.
Very busy. Very, very busy.
And these two men, totally, I've known for years and years and years. I trained Robert Storr as a androgynous semantic realignment therapist, but he is the director of the Los Angeles Division for Traumatized Soldiers from the Wars.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Robert is an amazing human being, and I love talking with him. Yeah, he does a lot of suicide prevention work.
And yeah, he does a
that's
lot.
That's something that's very near and dear to me, because I lost my nephew and my very best friend from kindergarten, both to suicide. So that's a big one for me. It's really important.
Do you want to call? I spoke to Robert yesterday, so I'm coming down on him to come on the show. And do you want to call Jeffrey?
I will actually reach out to both of them and see if they're, you know, if they can fit a little bit of a few minutes in for us over the next couple of weeks.
Would
be amazing.
Do that?
I will do it. I will gladly do it. Now we have a gentleman who is telling me this. I'm so excited to hear about this trauma therapy. I am wondering which one would be best for me. I was a passenger in a vehicle when a homeless person stepped out in front of the vehicle on the off the side of the highway. Oh my God. And
committed suicide.
Yeah, they did. They apparently stepped out in front of a car going down the highway in Los Angeles, and the homeless person who jumped in front of the vehicle was killed. Obviously, they were on the freeway, and this man was in the passenger seat, and he says he cannot stop having nightmares.
I'm going to do
and
something
seeing it over
even...
and over.
We did not give. For people that are not in Los Angeles, because these two people are in Los Angeles, I'm going to give the national, international group in Austin, Texas, that can give you the name and a phone number of someone, therapist, in your city. And I'm going to give it to you now. It's the EMDR International Association in Austin, Texas. Here's the toll-free phone number. 866-451-5200. That's for toll-free from foreign countries. The telephone for America is 512-451-5200.
Okay,
email
perfect.
Is EMDRNA organization, EMDRA.org.
Gotcha.
So that's for people outside of Los Angeles. But Robert and Jeffrey are in Los Angeles.
Right. Perfect. And do you have any data on maybe like a number for people that are looking for TMS?
Looking for what, TMS?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Do you want that?
Yeah, let's put that out there, Dr. Allen, because I know that some people are covered under their insurance for TMS and some people are covered on their insurance for EMDR, but not sometimes both. I know the military is...
Okay,
my understanding is the military is covering both Yeah, no problem. What? Take your time. I said, I know the military is covering both of those treatments, but private insurance may not cover.
Okay, here's Dr. Shamir Debnath, Debnath, MD, 210 Sawtelle Boulevard, number 206, LACA 90025. The phone number is 424-261-8448. That's the TMS Center.
That's awesome. What? Okay. We have one more question from our Facebook.
I didn't get the right phone number, the right address.
Oh, okay.
2100 Sawtelle Boulevard.
Sawtelle Boulevard.
Number 206, office. Shamir,
gotcha. And Los Angeles.
What?
And Los Angeles, right?
That's where I'm at. But I want them to know that EMDR will tell them when you call Austin, Texas, who's near your country, who's near you in America.
Perfect. Perfect, Dr. Allen. Okay, so here is probably going to be our last question of the night. I have a 6-year-old son who recently started school. And he has taken on somewhat violent tendencies since school. Apparently, in the first 2 weeks, he was bullied a lot.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And now he seems to have turned mean and sullen. He was never like this before. What can I do for him?
Get a child psychiatrist in the city. This is a trauma thing. This is what we do with people that are damaged like this. So
now, Dr. Allen,
Austin.
Do they do EMDR and TMS for kids?
I'm sure they are. They have to. But you have to have a child psychiatrist.
Right.
See, the license tells the age bracket. The technique is universal for humans.
Right. Right.
So what I've given you for the EMDR, which is totally, totally recognized. So what you do is call them and ask for child psychiatrists that do EMDR.
Oh, that
Either
is awesome.
That or call local hospitals and talk to somebody on the child ward, and they'll hopefully give you something.
She's asking, should she... She's tried to talk to the people at the school, the principal and such.
No. That's
passive about
it. For the legal. That is, don't let the two kids be in the same room type thing.
Right.
They do separate kids that do bullying from other kids.
Yeah, she's saying they're not doing that. She's thinking of pulling him out of the school. Because they won't separate them.
You know what? I hate to mention this, but we're lucky to even have any schools. Look, our country is in trouble, and we're going to work it through. But EMDR, I've given you three different people that can help you.
Perfect. We're out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say?
We are going to starting now, Kelly. I want us once a month to have an EMDR type lecture from the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. We love you, everyone. We'll be back with you next week. Until then, be safe and smile. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.